What's up, guys? Welcome to our first podcast of the Daily Life of Everybody, where we talk about everything on our mind. So let's get started. So stocks are obviously mostly the same. A lot of them are up. DOW is up like 300 points, I think. Is that right?
Sure.
And Apple stocks are up. Most company stocks are up, probably due to the fact that it was just Christmas, and a lot of Apple stocks would be up. DOW is up 336 points. S&P 500 is up 34 points. AAPL is up 0.9. The only General Electric company is down 0.08. Nike up 1.3%. Starbucks is up 0.4. Verizon is up 0.2. All these companies are up besides General Electric Company. So Walt Disney is up 0.03. It's a good time to invest in companies if you're looking to do that. And so now we're going to talk to Chase about cars.
All right, so Ford just revealed their new GT500, which is has a huge supercharger. It has a DCT double clutch transmission. It's a 7-speed, just like a McLaren 720S. It's Ford says that it can go to 0-60 in 3.5 seconds or around there. They're probably going under or over a statement, but hopefully it goes way faster. And it's going to be one of the fastest muscle cars out there right now. Toyota just revealed their new Supra. So, yeah. So, John, what is your thoughts on it?
Ford's garbo.
And you're shit.
Okay, so now we're gonna talk about dirt bikes. Dirt bikes are fun. They're fun
Ethan
to drive.
Ethan ripped his pants earlier on his dirt bike.
I actually did.
Dirt bikes are fun.
Good brands are Yamaha, Honda.
Honda's garbo.
All right, John. Yeah, but KTM. So now we're just gonna talk. KTM are good. Husqvarna is owned by KTM. So what?
Husqvarna is the top brand.
No, it's not. KTM is.
Alta.
No,
The electric dirt bikes are so good.
They're so garbage. There's videos.
For tracks, they're so good.
No, not as good as two strokes.
Yeah, because they have so much torque.
No. Yeah, torque's not the best. You want speed with acceleration, not torque. Torque will just make you, like, pull stuff and do wheelies.
Let me just use my dirt bike to pull it.
Dude, torque is acceleration, reason why you want more torque than...
Alright, so now we're gonna talk about Fortnite.
Fortnite's garbo.
That is true.
Their new update is so bad.
I know.
It made me
want
to uninstall.
You can't see.
At least $100. When you're trying to snipe, you can't see.
You can't not see. Yeah. When you're trying to shoot somebody near, like, those stupid ice block thingies, you can't see.
And I don't know why they didn't add snowmen instead of zombies.
Yeah, exactly. It's because they had the code for the zombies, and they were lazy.
But they're so dumb.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they're lazy, and they're just like, oh, yeah, let's just screw up this game even more.
Also, even though it is considered a free game, even though you have to, like, most people buy stuff unless you're, like, a no-skin, Chase. They have made a very profitable year of $2.1 billion in profits, and that's, like, really high in video games, especially, like, free ones.
For a free-to-play game.
For a free-to-play game, that's insanely high.
Plus, next season, if you started saving up since season one, and you got your 200 V-Bucks from every battle pass, you could get the battle pass next season, and it'd be completely free.
Yeah. So, those no-skins are getting their battle pass. So, any news in Black Ops 4?
Black Ops.
Soon they'll release a new update.
Update seems pretty dope. A couple games that are coming out pretty soon. Supercross 2, which seems super nice. It's like the Supercross 1. Way better graphics, new tracks, freestyle tracks, everything like that.
Are them graphics better than Forza? I heard Forza has one of the best graphics.
They're better than Forza. Because, they're, like, it's insanely good. Like, I saw an ad for it. Insanely good.
Right. The new Fortnite shop holds the Arctic Assassin, Flippin' Sexy, and...
No, it has Pumpernickel.
No,
they updated it, but...
Fortnite 777. It holds the Arctic Assassin, I don't know, the Jack Spammer, Lucky Pickaxe, and the Jack Spammer Pickaxe, Flippin' Sexy, as I already mentioned, the Ice Bringer for 800 V-Bucks, the Profi Parasol for 800, Shadow Ops, the Ice Queen, Flapjacky Growler, and 10 Battle Pass Tier Stars for 600 V-Bucks.
So I think that the Battle Pass tiers is a good deal, relatively, just because it's 10 tiers, and that would cost around $15 to get without, buying normally. The Ice Queen, it looks really dumb. It looks relatively like the snake skin or the spider skin. Shadow Ops, you know that one. It's a decent skin. A little overpriced. I think it should be a blue skin, but it's epic and 15,000 V-Bucks.
I remember back in the day in season 1, the purple skins cost 1,200 and the blue was only 800. And then the green was only 600. That was at the time of season 1.
Skull Trooper.
Yeah.
The Ice Queen is a legendary, and it looks super stupid. Uh-huh. Flapjack looks like a Renegade Raider. Or not a Renegade Raider. A Rabbit Raider. But just bad. The Poofy Parasol looks really stupid. It looks like a beetle.
It looks like a freaking beetle with
wings.
Yeah.
Flapjack looks really stupid. The Lucky looks decent, but I mean, it kind of looks like a default pickaxe. Yeah. So I would not spend $5 on that. Flippin' Sexy is OG dance that came back. So obviously, it's a pretty good dance. I Don't Know is a new dance. It's IDK. It's probably like the confused, it's just a shrugging shoulder. But, Xbox is absolute garbo, in my opinion, because...
Even though they have the best game with the best graphics that is only Xbox exclusive.
Yeah, but PS4 has better games, because we're better. But that's okay.
That's a that's fact. I heard that more people bought a PS4
than an
first,
Xbox.
First Spider-Man and all that.
More people own a PS4 than Xbox.
Probably.
Apple stocks are up, for sure.
We already did it.
But, I mean... So, what do you guys want to talk about now? Now that we got all the news out of the way. Trump is trying to get all of the... whatchamadoohickets? The soldiers out of Syria, which I think is a stupid thing because obviously ISIS, he says ISIS is defeated. It is not. They have a lot of people that do not classify as members that still fight for them. So it would be relatively hard to fully get rid of. Ford is up 0.22%. Which is not bad, even though, but Syria. Chevy is coming out with a new truck. What's that one called? The Trail something?
The Trailblazer.
Yeah, Trailblazer. That looks pretty nice. And, yeah.
No, it's just a design for the Chevy.
Yeah, for the Chevy.
Silverado.
Yeah, for the Silverado, which is a nice truck. So what do you guys want to talk about now?